George just telling us about the news, the update in his Hollywood career. Turned down a big role. You were going to co-star with Barry Corbin.
Oh, totally.
But you also have a new production that's out there and getting some Oscar buzz. Well, we decided that you need some quality representation in Hollywood, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is someone who would like to represent you. Good morning, sir.
George, baby, let me tell you, I can't believe I'm talking to the actual guy that played George the Reporter on the channel.
Yeah,
man.
That was me.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Listen, it's Chester Musso from Hollywood. Man, George, you are incredible, let me tell you.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Unbelievable. Is this really the same dude who played Bubba the DJ in This World Won't Break?
Same one, yeah, yeah.
George, oh, geez, oh, whiz, the range on you. I can't believe those two are played by the same person.
Yeah, a reporter
incredible.
And a DJ, yeah.
Baby, you got to let me be your guy, George. Come on. I represent some of the biggest actors in the biz.
Really? Like who?
Have you ever heard of Ryan Gosling?
Wow.
Of course,
one
yeah.
One of the hottest actors in the world. Well, just imagine working in the same business as Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
You could do it. Come on.
You don't represent him. You just know of him.
This is incredible. And it, usually, George, let me tell you, man, I don't take on new clients.
Yeah.
I don't take on new clients, Tater Tot, but let me tell you, for you, I will make an exception.
Okay. Well, thanks. How much
you
are
like
they?
This incredible mix between Al Pacino and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Unbelievable.
Wow.
All that gravitas.
Oh.
With that kind of lady-loving charm that you just have just a touch of that.
Okay.
Come on, Lollipop. I'm your guy. Come on, Butterfly.
Lollipop.
Let me add you to the roster here.
What sort of percentage do you want?
Look, I rep only the best. Oh, it's a tasteful percentage. A modest
50%. 50?
You and I, we split it right down the middle, just like Elvis and the Colonel. Hey, look, hey, everyone's heard of Elvis, haven't they?
I thought that was a bad deal. Look how Elvis wound up.
You can be the same. Come on, let me tell you. Titty.
Whoa. Sorry? Chester, what did you say?
What were you talking about?
I meant to call you my little Twizzler. It came out wrong. I'm so sorry. I'm extremely focused and business-centric with my clients. Hey, come on. I got a very exclusive list of clients, George. Let me add you to them.
Okay.
I rep Jeremy Piven's half-brother and JoBeth Williams. Right now, that's all I got because I can focus on them.
That's it?
That's it. And you are unbelievable. Do some of that voice that you did for Bubba.
Oh. Well, yeah, you're listening to The Ticket right now.
Listen to that. I hope you're listening to your acting chops are out of this world. Let me rep you. You need world-class representation. I'm talking top-notch agenting here. I got two projects in mind for you.
Okay.
How about playing Lindsay Lohan's Iranian love interest in a story about a woman who comes back from the dead to avenge the death of someone who's about to be killed by the ghost of a blue whale? This is unbelievable.
He'll take it.
Yeah, I guess.
It would
I don't
be
know.
So perfect for this. The second project, a little more dicey, but more money. More money. For
okay.
It. Let me. One question I got to ask up front, and forgive me for being direct, but will you go gay for pay?
Well, I work with Gordon Keith every day, so
go
what do you.
Gay for pay. How about playing the brother of Steve Buscemi's cousin? This is a landmark remake of Little Women, okay?
Huh.
You're going to be in the role of a TV producer who feels like the Little Women aren't making enough money.
Okay.
It's great. It's progressive. It's Hollywood. They love it. It's set in post-apocalyptic Sydney. It's great.
He'll take it.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good.
By the way, do you also represent your half-brother, Woody Allen?
What are you doing to the guy?
Why would you even say such a thing? I mean, that's just so offensive to me that you would even imply that I would be related to him.
I'm sorry, I take it back.
I don't know where you're going with that.
What are you talking about here? Come on.
I don't know. I'm just hearing things.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go because I'm
sorry. I didn't catch his name.
Chester something.
Chester Musso?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay.
You need to know his name if he's going to represent
I guess so,
you.
I know. We'll get to know each other.